When our patients with type 2 diabetes are ready to start insulin, there is a great concern on the part of the provider as well as the patient as to what the risk this medication is going to have as far as hypoglycemia. And it turns out these concerns about hypoglycemia not only prevent or postpone the initiation of insulin, but also prevent us from being able to titrate basal insulin up to the point necessary to get patients' glycemic control to their targets. We reported on a study today looking at insulin degludec, and in the Switch 2 study, patients with type 2 diabetes were randomized to receive either insulin glargine or insulin degludec. They were titrated weekly to attempt to get the fasting glucose less than 90 milligrams per deciliter, and the rates of hypoglycemia were the primary endpoint. In this study, they were able to show that overall hypoglycemia was reduced by 30% with insulin degludec compared to insulin glargine, that nocturnal hypoglycemia was reduced by 42%, and severe hypoglycemia, although it didn't reach statistical significance, was 50% lower with insulin degludec. What does this mean for clinical practice? Well, I think if all things were equal and this were available to our patients, I would recommend that we start one of the ultra-long-acting insulins as the basal insulins of choice. Now, we don't have comparison between degludec and U300, so we really aren't in a position of saying one might be better than the other. But I think the lower hypoglycemia rate shown with both insulins is important information to try to increase the confidence of the providers in starting insulin in their patients and that they're not going to have as much problem and risk for hypoglycemia, as well for the patients, that we can reassure them that the rates of hypoglycemia are lower. Thank you.